Hello and welcome to Football Portal. My name is Saru and Tanuj Baru is again here with me. Lockdown has been good for our podcast because Tanuj is there every week.
What's up?
Tanuj, you have no reason to escape this now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like doing household work, how to pocha while recording the podcast nowadays. So it's just become part of my routine now.
Did you see now on Twitter, people like one of the IBM guys, one of the IBM hosts, he shows washed vessels in a basket and he says, this is worth two podcasts. All right, man. So let's not waste any time and let's just introduce our guests. We have Manas Singh from the TV. Let's call him Manas from the TV.
That box.
Yeah. Manas, hi, how are you?
All good, man. I haven't been happier since the last 30 years. Apparently, this is what people assume is the situation of all Liverpool supporters. But very, 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 very happy. The only ounce of happiness that you've got during these stressful times.
See, just to test that hypothesis that are all Liverpool fans happy or not, we've got a very statistically relevant sample size of two. So introducing our second guest, we've got Simab from the LFC Mumbai chapter. What's up, Simab?
It's never been better, bro. Never been better. 100%. मतलब मैंने सुना था कि सबर का फल मीठा होता है, सुना था लाल होता है, पहली बार देखा मैंने.
Oh, wow, man. Fans have become poetic, it seems, man. Is that the lockdown or the victory?
It's the victory, bro. Everything. All our different type of mindsets are all coming out now.
It's 30 years of writing poems, Baru. All right. So as everyone would have guessed, this episode is going to be specifically and specially only about Liverpool and their amazing Premier League victory, which has been 30 years in the making. When we started this podcast, we thought they will win the league. And this has been going on for 4 years, even for us now. And finally, they won it. So Manas, let's start with you. Is it joy? Is it relief? Is it just, what is the emotion for a Liverpool fan when you win the Premier League?
I have to feel hungover even now. That's, and my head is hurting so bad. That is the emotion or feeling I have right now. Last 2 days, it's been really, really bad. But it's just relief, happiness, joy, everything into one. Because you waited for such a long time and to win it in this way, first of all, so easily as well. Like, it's very anticlimactic in a way. Because it was just a matter of time rather than if. So, abhi hum log jeet gaye 23, 24, 25, 20 points. So, that in itself makes it anticlimactic as the fact that March, mein there were a lot of people who were also calling it null and void, including a few which I know as well. So, it's happy times to see their faces as well. But all in all, can't complain at all. And yeah, 7 games to go. Let's hope we make it to 100 mark.
Wait, anticlimactic is the last thing I expected someone to describe the current situation. We are in a goddamn pandemic right now. I think this is the craziest way that a team has ever won the league.
Exactly.
Apart from back in the 40s.
It's very anticlimactic. It's very anticlimactic for me because A, we won it so easily. The wait was so long. And you can't celebrate it with the fans in the stadium. I was expecting the cop will cry, pitch invasion hoga, people will be running behind Klopp, pouring beer over him. All that hasn't happened. But yeah, it's a pandemic, so kuch kar nahi sakte. But
did you think that you'd have to wait till June to win it, though? Season khatam. The grass is overgrown.
Obviously,
stadiums pe.
But ताला खोल दिया भाई, हम लोगों ने काफी डिफेंस का भी और स्टेडियम का भी तो चलता है.
All right.
ताला खुलने से बरू का ही नाम आया, तब बरू के मुंह से ही निकला ताला खुलने के बाद.
All right. Sima, which was the last team which won the league in June?
In Premier League. Liverpool.
Liverpool in 1947 won the
league.
So what is with June and Liverpool?
भाई अभी तो तू मेरे को सितंबर अक्टूबर जब तक रुकाएगा ना तो रुक जाते थे हम लोग. Like me and Manas have waited so many years for this, and like he said, it's very anticlimactic for other people also because right now they would prefer Corona over us winning the title. So it's been good. June, July, jab mile, we're just happy to have the title here.
So one of the things I want to ask is, you know, I mean, now it's all fun because Liverpool has won. I think Klopp had a press conference one or two matches earlier where even he seemed relieved that the Premier League started, and he actually had enough doubts in his mind that season may be null and void. So in the fans' mind, obviously, both of you guys, since we are talking to you, did at any point did it occur to you that, you know, we are this close to winning and this season will be null and void now?
I think it's all because of podcasts and fans only that you get scared. It will be null and void.
I don't think
common sense agar koi lagata null and void hota season, but obviously everyone has to come out and speak up and logo maza aata hai Liverpool ke khichne ki. So everyone join the brigade, null and void, Norwich City fans, I League fans, ISL fans, everyone is saying Premier League should be null and void.
Wait, Manas, who is this Norwich City fan who is annoying you?
भाई ट्विटर पे सब है आजकल, ट्विटर पे सब है. तेरे को पता है मतलब चेल्सी 50 साल लीग नहीं जीतता, ठीक है, 50 साल का एक गैप था. यूनाइटेड भी आई थिंक सम 40 इयर्स नहीं, 20 इयर्स समथिंग नहीं जीतता था. सिटी भी नहीं जीता था कुछ 40 साल. पर हम लोग का नसीब इतना खराब है दैट वी हैड टू बी इन दैट 30 ईयर एरा व्हेन देयर वाज दिस डर्टी थिंग कॉल्ड ट्विटर फुटबॉल.
चेयरमैन
ऑफ द चेल्सी फुटबॉल क्लब मुंबई चैप्टर. All right. अबे खुशी तो दिखाओ, why are you so sad और angry?
अभी सारा emotion है, अभी सिर्फ passion है, अभी सारा emotion.
All right.
खुशी anger सब है.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about this. Which Liverpool team did you like better? Last year's Liverpool one or this year's Liverpool? Seema, why don't you go?
I think this year's Liverpool because it got the title. I think we played really well. Like Manas mentioned, now we won the title a long time ago. I mean, the fact that all the rival fans were talking about us making the title league null and void clearly shows that how much better we were than the rest of the teams. Especially City, man. Look at that f***ing bench. I can't believe we are 20 plus points above them. So I think definitely this season's thing.
But Manas, don't you think, I mean, there are two questions in this. What has changed from last year's Liverpool to this year's Liverpool? Like last year, they won 9 points,
I don't think
points,
anything
right?
has changed. It's literally the same team. There's no change. The last year's team also got 97 points. This season's team probably will get a few more points.
Is it because this year they just focused on, like, you know what, let's cut out all the bullshit. Let's just try and win. If it's 1-0, let's just go for it and get it done. Last year they seemed more cavalier, you know, just trying to like score goals at any given point. You think that mentality or something changed this year?
I think that has changed last season as well, not just this season. We have been prolific, defensively sound, everything. Jo bolna hai, bol. Last season bhi, this season bhi. Last season bhi, hum log ne 97 points kiya. So it's not that we didn't focus. We were just focusing on Champions League, or we were not focusing on Champions League this season. We absolutely horrified Atletico Madrid. If you saw the game. It's just unlucky. It was just a very, very bad day.
Man, I saw only the extra time, so I wouldn't know.
Very apt, right?
नहीं, I saw you on TV.
वो भी ग्रुप पे मैसेज आया रहेगा लिवरपूल हार रहे.
I saw Manas on TV saying that Liverpool has dominated. अभी जीत जाएगा. I said चलो यार देख ही लेते हैं.
मैंने कभी जब भी मैं लिवरपूल प्रेजेंट करता हूँ मैं ऐसे कभी नहीं बोलता
स्टूडियो. डोंट यू थिंक
दैट्स अ बंच ऑफ लाइज? ओनली लॉस्ट वंस व्हेन आई हैव प्रेजेंटेड, तो पता नहीं एक्स्ट्रा टाइम ही देखा पूरा मुंह पे झूठ, मतलब झूठ झूठ बोलते आ रहे तू. थोड़ी तो शर्म कर, ऊपर वाले को जवाब दे रहा है.
सुन, यू हैव टू गिव इट टू मानस. वो बारसा वाले गेम के बाद भी ना, वो बारसा वाले गेम के बाद भी ना, मानस इतना काम था. मैंने इसको वॉइस नोट भेजा फुल एक्सप्लेटिव से भरा हुआ कि तू साले काम कैसे है, मतलब तू प्रेजेंट कैसे कर रहा था.
Yeah, actually,
बोल रहा है. बहुत professional है.
हाँ, you have to give it to Manas.
Manas तो professional है, मैं तेरे साथ.
Dude, obviously he is very professional.
Manas one, Saru zero.
It's okay. अच्छा, so Sibab, here goes the question. You lose, I mean, Liverpool loses the, what do you call, the Champions League final because of clearly a goalkeeper, and they come back next year and win it, right? You then they lose the league by, after getting 97 points, and they just come back and win the next year. What is it, what has Klopp done to that team that they just don't get discouraged? They're like, okay, let's just go for it again.
No, I think it worked both ways for Klopp, and like when you even Manas was talking, I think the bigger thing was getting the monkey off the back. Getting that one big trophy in the Arsenal and saying, no pun intended, getting the big getting that big European trophy in, I think that just gave the team a lot of confidence. I think that works for both the Klopp, both Klopp and the coaching staff and the players. That, you know, they felt that, you know, we went to one final, we lost it, even though we were probably the best team in the competition the last season, and we come back, go back to another final, win it so easily, beat Barca the way we did in the semi-finals. And then I think that just gave them a lot of confidence. And that's how they accelerated right out of the gate in the beginning of the season. And then they've been up there.
Okay. And Manas, how happy are you that Chelsea won the title for you guys?
अरे बाप रे, उनके बिना क्या होता हमारा, वो 22 पॉइंट लीड का क्या होता हमारा है?
I don't know. See, I'll tell you the thing.
Chelsea Twitter is so annoying, man.
Dude, Chelsea Twitter is not annoying. There's one guy who starts off on Chelsea Twitter. But the thing is, Chelsea is like, you know, I don't know. There were a lot of Liverpool fans, I think they just expected that Man City is at least going to draw. So expectations were just too high, and they waited for Sterling, an ex-Liverpool player, to hit the woodwork, and they're like, ah, oh, how happy are you guys that Sterling is the guy who missed the goal, which finally, you know, sealed the deal.
I am over him, yaar. I am over Sterling. Jo karna hai kare. Thank you for the 49 million. See, हम लोग आत्मनिर्भर क्लब हो गए in the words of PM Modi. हम लोग बेचते और हम लोग खरीदते. So I am very happy with Sterling, Coutinho. जिसको जाना है जाओ. तुम्हारे वजह से अच्छा टैलेंट आ रहा है. बट आई सिमा विल यू नो आई एम श्योर ही विल एंजॉय व्हाट आई से एंड आई होप दैट हैपेंस इज वेल. गार्ड ऑफ ऑनर मिले. और फिर गोमेज खड़ा जा रहे थे और गोमेज अपना चैंपियंस लीग मेडल पहन के आए और स्टर्लिंग को देख के और विंग करे और फिर ऑल हेल ब्रेक लूज. मजा आ जाए. लाइक दैट बी एपिक.
Wow, what is this whole sitcom that you have created? Is there like a backstory to this or something?
Simab, is there a backstory to this?
No, there's no backstory to it. But it's just that me and Manas have, I don't know, spent a lot of years singing for Sterling and Coutinho and then been bitten in the ass.
Hey, but don't you guys know wo lapda hua tha Gomez aur Sterling ka England ke training mein?
Oh yeah, now I remember when...
Sterling was one of our own, and then उसने गोमेज को ही उंगली किया. एक तो पहले लिवरपूल सिटी के मैच में उंगली किया, उसके बाद वहां पे तो नोच वोच लिया. मतलब इंग्लिश ट्रेनिंग में तो नोच वोच लिया. वही है, डस दिया उसने उसको और फिर हो गया. उसको तो टीम हकाल दिया था उसको इंग्लिश सेटअप से.
Okay, so what were you guys preferring, like to use the phrase that Saru just used, Chelsea helping you win the league so that you get a guard of honor, or would you have preferred like actually defeating City to the title on that match, like the next match?
Yeah, what is a better feeling? You know, getting a guard of honor from City beforehand or winning at City, but you won't get a guard of honor?
Yeah, honestly, I think I'll speak for the both of us ki humko ghanta nahi farak padta tha.
Hamara se ye tha ki milna chahiye. But relatively, like...
But you need
that's
to,
the question, right?
Yeah, you need to...
Yeah, but that. I think, yeah, you know, honestly, I preferably, you know, this is the first time I wanted City to win because I wanted my players to win it on the ground. Probably beat City or some other team and win it on the ground themselves. Because I wanted to see that moment of joy. But thanks to social media, I saw it happening in their hotel. So I got that bit of a feeling. But yeah, I would have preferred to win it on the ground rather than Chelsea winning it for us.
Yeah. Baru, how do you think James Milner celebrated the title?
I don't know, slept in or something.
Wait, he had a whole Twitter photo, no? Coffee pira tha subah or something.
Tablecloth and dairy milk and what's not.
And what's boring James Milner doing on Twitter?
I don't know, man. I think I'm more interested in what deluded Brendan Rodgers is doing.
Deluded Brendan. Oh man.
But Milner, what a signing for us also. I mean, if you look at it from that perspective.
Milner is actually such a, I mean, he's quite underrated in terms of what he brings to the team. Like in terms of ethic, hard work and just discipline. I think that is way more important than...
And the f***ing penalties, bro. The f***ing, you know, he's taken some cold draws penalties. This season and last season.
Oh yeah, we were actually doing a show on best penalty takers or something like that. One of the sections. And when we spoke about Milner, we just couldn't think of anything he missed. I think he just converts all this. What's his ratio? It must be at 100%, like 95 to 100%.
And there are a couple of times it's happened that he's just come onto the pitch and his first set has been a penalty kick. And he scores them, you know, like playing pressure situations. So, the Leicester thing comes to mind. Like, he just came on and he just took the penalty and he scored.
All right. Manas, so when Klopp took over, right, almost four and a half, 5 years ago, it was a completely different team to what it is right now. And how much credit should go to the way they recruited Michael Edwards and everyone? I was actually reading a story today when Klopp said he wanted Julian Brandt and Michael Edwards basically told him, look, forget Brandt, just get on with it and buy Mo Salah, who was not Klopp's first choice. So, you know, transfer, scouts and everything, these are the guys who don't get that much praise. But what the club has done over the last 4 years in terms of moving people and getting in the players, that is, I've not seen any club with such coordinated action. What do you have to say to the transfer activity?
I think it's just a phenomenal job that the club has done, including FSG. They've given the final word to Jurgen Klopp that he makes all the decisions. But the transfer committee did exist before as well, Brendan Rodgers' time. But Brendan Rodgers didn't have the final word. Jurgen Klopp took over saying that I will have the final word. So, and just the right people working in the right space, working as a team together. Like I said, Atmanirbhar, that was just all jokes aside. But the point is, we've only spent around 90 odd million net spend to be where we are now. Klopp took over when we were 8th or 10th. And now we are European champions, Premier League champions, world champions. He is single-handedly guiding the club in the correct direction. There are very few people who are genuinely concerned about clubs. And I won't take names. He has overseen the stadium expansion. Jo abhi aur hone wala hai. Abhi academy is being shifted to Kirkby. So Melwood is not going to exist. The entire future of the club, he's shaping it. So whatever we are so blessed that Jurgen Klopp decided that Liverpool is his club. I think he was on a hiatus. He was on a one-year hiatus and he was available at that time. The club approached him. It just felt well for him and the club as well. And we are in the position that we are because of Jurgen Klopp. And Jurgen Klopp knows how to talk with players as well. There are few clubs who want different players. Jurgen Klopp personally calls at times and gets the deals done as well. So I think we are so blessed to have Klopp, and Klopp is one of the biggest reasons why where we are, apart from the players as well.
Yeah. So Sima, carrying on with Manas said, you think Klopp deserves a statue outside Anfield?
No. I think it's too soon for the trophy. Though I think he will eventually get it. The way Klopp's been going right now, I think by the time he's done and he packs his bags from and leaves L4, I think he'll have a lot more trophies and titles under his belt. And I think then he will definitely at some point deserve a statue or like a stadium or name like any god. But I think carrying on from what Manas also said, I think he's completely correct when he talks about FSG, you know, the impact that FSG has had. Because, you know, me and Manas have literally seen our club being almost going into administration. And to come out from that and the way their FSG has handled it. And Baru ko to pata hai na, phaltu hona rahega to kya hota hai. So, iske liye main bol raha hu ki FSG ne jo kiya
right. It's time to go!
Haan, matlab ye bichare Wenger out bolte rahega yaar, udhar to koi aur baitha tha. So, anyway, I'm saying, you know, FSG is so important. So, what FSG have done with the club, right from hiring Edwards to giving Klopp the final word, like Manas said. Also, the positivity that they brought to the club, which was missing so badly when we had our previous American owners and the club was in chaos. So, I think, right, you know, just a strong structure for everyone. I think one of the things, like, you know, the articles you read, I've read a few myself, where Klopp got a lot of confidence from the way FSG wanted to run the club.
Yeah.
I think the biggest signing for a club has not been Alisson Becker or Van Dijk or anything. It's been Klopp and FSG facilitated that transfer.
Yeah.
You know, because on Twitter, you read a lot of this FSG out, and you know, a lot of these reactionary fans going on and doing their thing. But right. I think they don't realize how much FSG has done for the club.
Who are these guys?
Bro, United or Everton ka IT chale, bro.
There's no, I'm sure there's no Liverpool fan who's saying FSG out. Like, that is...
Bhai, so bhai, you don't know. Manas, tu, wo bahut sare groups se nikal gaya na, abhi tarko pata nahi kya chalta. Werner ke baad to jo outrage hua hai na, matlab jaise behen chhed di FSG ne inki.
Oh.
Sab pagal ho gaye sabke sab Werner ke baad.
Oh man.
Like, the outrage for Werner, like, you know, signed one player I'm seeing on Twitter as well, and people are like, what is this ambition, blah blah blah. I'm like, you are current European champion,
you're world champion,
and you're going to win the Premier League, and you are actually questioning the intent of the club.
ये लोग तब होते तो इनका क्या होता है
कुछ नहीं होता है बिलीव इट गाइस लाइक ट्विटर से निकल जाते हैं और कुछ नहीं
ब्रो यू वोंट बिलीव इट लाइक व्हाट मानस से से यू नो देयर वर पीपल गोइंग ऑन अबाउट हाउ एफएसजी स्टीलिंग मनी फ्रॉम द क्लब एंड यू नो देयर वर पीपल टॉकिंग अबाउट हाउ दे आर यूजिंग लिवरपूल टू फंड रेड सॉक्स मतलब फुल कॉन्स्पिरेसी थियोरी मेरी चालू है मतलब लोग तो अलग लेवल पे पता नहीं क्या फूक रहे लोग
व्हाट इवन दे हैव सेट अप अ यूपीआई अकाउंट फॉर एफएसजी केयर्स और समथिंग
तू किधर भी डालेगा ना जाएगा उधर ही
बारू बारू What do you think of the idea of Boston Red Sox Garib Rozgar Yojana, which these guys were talking about?
I think it has a ring to it. long as the CAG has like audit rights for it, I think it's fine, man.
By the way, Baru, you know, Manas and Simaba talking so much. You know, who is... Jab se Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain gaya hai Liverpool,
tab se badla hai inka sab.
So all this structure and all of that is ready-made Arsenal player gaya hai.
They're talking that they have so much money and they're spending it in all the right places and everything. Hamara paisa kab aayega, bhai? Where's the money?
Bhai, de diya na, abhi aur kitna chahiye the. Abhi naya club khareed ke dena padega tere ko.
Abhi Chamberlain ka paisa baki hai, he won the league.
हाँ मिलेगा ना पागल टेंशन क्यों ले रहा है जा
I don't understand man. How did they like add only the EPL into this course man
by the way Baru
मैंने Champions League
उसका तो मैंने सुना कि ताका is available on a free and apparently we are trying to sign
that साथ
बच्चा क्या होता है Champions League और Premier League तो ले
चल दोस्ती को रिश्ता नहीं बदल देते
you know what we'll sign the entire thing and then we'll just talk about how S is actually you know spelled XH and then you can keep him
शाका चाहिए ये
उसको शाका yeah we'll just put a Bengali guy to like handle the negotiations man कुछ पता नहीं चले
ब्योमकेश
शाका चाहिए शाका
All right.
But actually,
who has been the best player for Liverpool in the season? Manoj, why don't you start with your top?
अरे बाप रे ये तो बहुत मुश्किल है बताना सब लोग बताते रहे genuinely bro.
नहीं at least from outside from where I see I think it's either Mane or Virgil van Dijk I don't know who else.
If you say Robertson you won't be wrong. If you say Arnold you won't be wrong. If you say Alisson. Despite playing lesser games, most number of clean sheets, he's actually made some great saves. I mean, it can be anyone. It can be Henderson as well. Henderson is in recognition of the UEFA player of the year. And agar main na Henderson ko dunga. Itni gaali suna hai bichara. Puri zindagi bhar, I will give it to Henderson.
Fergie ka bhi gaali suna book mein.
Fergie to bola usko polio hai.
He runs like a horse or something. He said no.
हाँ वो नी से भागता है मतलब Fergie तो कुछ कुछ भी था ना वो.
Fergie called Fergie the future of United man. I mean he wasn't wrong.
I would give it to Hendo bro.
Because of the abuse he got till now and the way.
No, I mean he has genuinely been a leader in a team where your superstars are Mane, Salah. Van Dijk, Alisson, Trent is the next big thing. Robertson is cocky at times, according to few people. For him to ground the entire team and keep it going again and again and again and again, and then scoring vital goals. Tottenham, Wolves, he scored goals as well. Ekor Marata, if I'm not mistaken, in the league. And the work that he does, yeah. I think it's phenomenal.
Who scored against Arsenal? Milner or Anderson?
Abe sare marte, chup baito.
That's a good point. Wait, I don't understand. How does Lovren get ignored in all of this here?
That was the question to Sima. Isn't Lovren one of the best defenders in the world? Even he said so.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he said. But I don't know. Yeah, I think, honestly, I agree with Manas with the Henderson thing. I think I'll just sidestep the Lovren question. I agree with Manas on the Henderson thing that, you know, I definitely feel that Henderson has been one of our top players this season. And not just this season, it has been a few times over the last 5-7 years when Henderson has done really well. But of course, he gets overshadowed because of the plethora of talent we have right now in the team. I mean, like he spoke about Mane, Salah. I mean, Salah's supposed to be having not a good season, but he's still our top scorer. So I'm saying, you know, all of these players that we have around him, Henderson's been massive. I think I was reading a quote by one of the players where they said that Henderson had made sure that even when we are 20 points ahead, no one talks about winning the title. I think one time Robertson or Mane got a little, you know, they started talking about how it would be nice and all, and Henderson just interrupted the interview. So I think the kind of focus that Henderson had this season, and he has instilled it. Going back to an earlier question you asked, he instilled that focus and that determination to win it this season. And now he'll go into the legend books now with the captain to win the league title after 30 years. So I think that says a lot.
I think this state of mind has actually come from his guru, Claudio Ranieri, who was just happy that his team had cleared 40 points.
That was ridiculous, dude. Even in November, there were like some 39 points. Claudio, are you going for the title? No, we need to win at least 3-2 points in this game. Otherwise, we may be relegated. But this... Baru, who said life is fair? Lovren will get the Premier League Champions medal and Steven Gerrard gets nothing.
Oh man. Can't they just like mint one for him, like melt Lovren's medal or something? And
main to bol raha hu, abhi bhi 7 match baki hain.
Loan pe le aao.
Agar window khula hai, Scottish League to null and void ho gaya, le aao isko bhai.
Manas free agent hai wo, abhi bhi le sakte hai, window to nahi chahiye.
But 7 games is not enough, no, you need 10 for a medal.
5, brother, it all changed in 5.
Oh, damn it. Dude, this should just work.
Main to bolta hu, Manas fir to sabko hi leke aate na, kya?
Oh God! Vikash Dhorashu, everybody, इसको भी दे दो.
मतलब देख अभी आर्सेनल के साथ मैच है तो आई थिंक कैरेगर और काउट भी खेलेंगे.
Oh God!
I just
we don't need to play against someone, man. We just manage to injure ourselves nowadays. Leno landing incorrectly, Mari jumping too high.
Dude, Saka
staring at someone too long.
But at least hope that Carragher doesn't.
He's our most impactful sub that we have had in a long time, man.
Baru, just hope Carragher doesn't play because, you know, he may spit on someone and get a red card. And then he'll go for like...
Sure, I mean,
and you know, that would injure Mari also.
We won't even understand why he did it. Because, I mean, we just won't.
Especially in Corona, so I don't think he should be spitting.
Oh, God.
So how does this work? Like, I don't understand the science of it, that if you speak to a scouser one-on-one, you just don't understand what they're talking about. But when, you know, 40, 50,000 of them sing together, then it's like pretty, you know, clear. How does this work, man? Has anyone done any research on this?
What?
No, man, I think that's one for the night.
What sort of question was that, man?
You know, I've been thinking about a lot of parallels ever since I've been watching like Dark Season 3. I mean,
there's
so many layers to everything.
All right. So, last two questions, Manas and Sima. Manas, let's start with you. What's next for this club? What else can they do?
What was this?
Yeah?
This is some sound. This is the parrot.
Yeah, my parrot.
Okay, bro. I'm scared, bro. My parrot.
Parrot is not a liver bird.
Where go, Manas? One side parrot, one side Sako is sitting. So, where go, understand?
You actually have a parrot.
Dog is Sako, named after Sako, by the way. Yeah, and I have a dog who's named after Sako. Mohammed Sako.
Dude.
Both?
He just says Sako and something happens in the
नहीं ये दोनों का बैलेंस नहीं है इसके लिए लाइफ में. इसके लिए इसका नाम साइको.
All right. Mm. Okay. So, Manas, what next for this club? Can they repeat it? Can they go on for 3-4 years? Like, what's going to happen? Or is it will it be a longer wait after this?
In all honesty, a lot of people are having conversations about being the greatest Premier League team, this, that, XYZ. See, like, I think even if we get 100 points, 100, 1 points, 100, 2 points, season-wise, we might end up having the best number of stats for a season. So, just for a Premier League season, we might be the best team out there. But I just get the feeling that, you know, like, we are getting started. I could be wrong, but I hope we are getting started. And in order to be a great team, in order to be considered as an era per se, this being a great Liverpool era, we need to do this season after season. 2 years back, we lost the Champions League final. Last season, we won the Champions League. This season, we have won the Premier League. So, it's been 3 consistent seasons of progress, of success, of steps in the right direction. So, I expect it to continue next season as well. Totally. We will get better, for sure. We will challenge again, for sure. I just hope that people downplay the greatness aspect of things. Because we are far from being a great, great side or having a great era. But I'm so proud of this team and what we've achieved. Despite of, some might say, limitation of funds. Some might say we have got funds, whatever. But I'm very happy, very proud. And very optimistic. Yeah, Liverpool ne na ek cheez karke na ki mereko main ek baar sach batau jaise Rodgers ka ek season tha last wala especially Hodgson ke season. I used to feel scared going into every game, you know. I was like, kya hoga? Abhi there is just so much optimism. I am so happy. I'm like, hi, Liverpool is going to play and we're going to play good football. Jo bhi hoga, achha hi hoga. Even if we're 2-0 down, hum log kuch na kuch to karenge. We'll make a fight of it. So everything is just so optimistic when we watch Liverpool play. And I am just so looking forward to next season as well. Hopefully with fans as well. Fans honge aur maza aayega and we'll create more great memories and sing more songs and write more poems, just like you would say.
All right. So Sima, Manas asked me to ask just people to downplay or whatever, but let me just ask you the question. Is this Liverpool side the greatest Premier League side ever?
I don't think so. I think, you know, there have to be a lot level of consistency now with this Liverpool team. I think, like Manas said, they're off to a great start and we have a lot more to do with this team. And I think, I believe we'll do a lot more with this team. But I think downplaying of expectation to hone se raha. Matlab, abhi to sabko next season invincible chahiye. So, downplaying to hone se raha. We almost missed out on that this year because of Watford. But people...
So, what are the maximum points that Liverpool can make this year now?
107.
Yeah, 106, 107, yeah.
Oh, still?
Yeah, we still can. Yeah. So, we're still on the record to beat City's record. I mean, we've already broken a lot of records or, you know, matched a lot of records this season. But yeah. I think we'll only go strength to strength from here. Like, you know, every year, a lot of the team is still relatively young. The other part of the team is coming into their prime years. So, I think, and we are all, they're all signed up till Klopp's time, which is 2024. So, I think this team is raring to go and they've just got started. So, I think, yeah, sky is the limit.
No, so both of you are like just staying away from actually saying it. I mean, you know, from the whole nazar nahi lag jaye point. So that's what it looks like. But if you guys are already on track and, you know, to easily cross the 100 point mark that City put, I think, 2 years back, what next? Like, so you obviously have something else in mind, right? Simab mentioned the Invincibles. Then the only other thing I can think of is the treble that United did in 99.
Quadruple. So, Baru, quadruple. Kisi ne kiya nahi hai.
Oh God!
अरे किया है ना वो गुआर्डियोला ने किया ना लोकल क्वार्टरफिल उसका कुछ
अरे इंग्लिश में
इंग्लिश में भी
गुआर्डियोला तो आई थिंक ही डेड अ सेक्सटिपल और समथिंग विद अलेक्जेंडर लेब लीडिंग द साइड
ऑडी कप सब है उसमें
कोपा डेल रे ऑडी कप
लाना डेल रे
बोथ द सुपर नहीं एक्चुअली विदाउट द ऑडी कप दे वुड हैव डन इट राइट बोथ द सुपर कप्स लीग एंड इंटरनेशनल
Pep तो अभी सब Pep has done everything there is he's also done an Amazon show which Klopp will never do so I think they can Klopp can never beat him
why wouldn't okay anyway that's not you know
no but okay. Klopp said I'll never do that Klopp said I'll never allow a camera inside the dressing room if something like that ever happens and someone comes into the dressing room when I'm talking to my players I will leave the club
But to answer your question, I genuinely feel what next is like the club genuinely doesn't give a rat's ass about records, double, triple, quadruple, jo bhi bolna hai, treble. The club just wants to win now. That's it. Even if we win the league next year by 1 point, I am going to take it aag band karke. Even if we lose 10 times and we win the league, I am okay. Even if we get 38 VAR decisions going away, I am okay with it. Because we got so much to play for. We have to now equal United's 20. Then, the perch aspect of it comes into play. So, there's so much to look forward to. It's just not about records. It's just not about numbers. It is about winning now. पूरी जिंदगी के बाद स्कूल में कॉलेज में सब लोगों ने गाली डाला है बाय लिवरपूल बाय लिवरपूल बाय लिवरपूल नाउ इट इज आवर टाइम टू होपफुली हैव अ फ्यू इयर्स ऑफ सक्सेस
मैन Tanuj, I have to tell you this. Liverpool fans know. They have been so optimistic. I've seen them all my life. Hare, jeete. They're like, one day we'll win. That one day. Ek din jeetenge hum. Finally, they won it now. And they're like, bas, now we don't care. Just continue winning. Now we don't know what will happen.
How is this not caring?
I said... I said now they don't care what they do or not. They just want to win.
That's true.
But what Manas is saying is right.
Manas so just sounded like that guy from How Can She Slap? Yeah, Simab, you were saying?
Yeah, I'm saying like Manas said that it's about building the winning tradition. I think all of us, we've seen that Ferguson era of how United were going about their business. Yeah. Like Manas said, it was not about
being domination.
Yeah, no, and it was not, there was always of them coming back. Like, even if they lost the season, lost the title one season to a Chelsea, they would still come back and win the league next year. But there was a winning tradition. They would probably pick up an odd FA Cup in a bad season. But you just kept going out there and collecting trophies. And when you look back at Ferguson's career, it's so rich. So I think that's what we all want from Klopp and this current team, of just giving us a lot of good memories like they've given us over the past few years. And hopefully, we stay this way with FSG support, have a good structure, and the handing over happens. I think what we've always seen as Liverpool fans is when we're starting to build up something and then the manager goes away, someone else comes and the whole system breaks.
I'm
optimistic, I'm not a Liverpool fan.
Klopp at every club office does 8 years. Abhi to 5 years. So this is a question you don't have to bother about for 3 more years.
Arey bro, but dekho, pata hai na, jab mushkil se kuch cheez milti hai na, to you already start doubting it. Am I good enough? Is she out of my league?
Oh God!
Jaldi ho jaate hain apun.
Is that a variation of the imposter syndrome or something?
Yar, humne Roy Hodgson ko support kiya. Yar, hum to bahut hi besharam.
क्रिस्टल पैलेस वाले भी नहीं करते इमेजिन
हम गए थे थाईलैंड प्री सीजन हम ब्रेंडन रॉजर्स से मिलने के लिए 1 घंटे रुके थे होटल के बाहर
really?
वो हम लोग
दिस इज नोन एज 1 hour ऑफ टाइम वेस्टेड इन थाईलैंड
बालस दादा गॉट हिज जैकेट
I know.
All that is fine. Where was Brendan for that hour?
he was walking out because he was supposed to leave his wife, right? We didn't know at that point of time. Plot twist.
Oh, God.
Workout kar raha tha nahi biwi ke liye.
I'm not saying, I'm not associated with all this talk. Like,
all right.
Okay. What is the, speaking of all these rumors and talks that come in, what is the AFTV version of Liverpool?
I think WhatsApp groups. I think that is a cancer. I think it's not just Liverpool.
Do you see this?
Just...
Like, there's an opportunity over here.
Ah, but
it's such an unorganized market.
Are, but no. But you, for you to be an AFTV of any club, you need the club to be losing. Then you can outrage. No, when they're winning, what do you say? We played well. Oh yeah, conflict.
Conflict, chahiye bro. Warna story kaise?
You need conflict. You need like Mohamed Salah just not playing and just sitting at home and back injury every week, something like that. And then you have things.
You need David Luiz signing another contract.
Yeah.
Man, whenever I think Lovren is gonna look at David Luiz.
See, the joy Arsenal gives every club.
Arsenal is the club that keeps on giving, bro.
It's a good one. But. Yeah. All right, Manas, Simab, thanks a lot for doing this show with us. I think there's just like a lot of talk in this. I have no idea how I'm going to edit this, but be rest assured, the parrot will definitely be on the show.
Hey, it's the mercy bird. It's the mercy bird between us. No, bro, thanks for having us, man. Lovely chat.
No, all right. Thanks, Manas.
Maza aaya, bhai.
And Simab, thanks a lot. And Balu, hamara kya hai? Hum to chalenge.
Oh, God.
All right, man. Take care.
Okay, guys.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.